Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, May the 7th and the whole week ahead. There's a Sun-Pluto aspect today, and of course Pluto's in your sign and it's fabulous. It is just fabulous. The potential this aspect gives for you to be reborn, it's like a personal rebirth. If you've been through the mill, if you've had a terrible time, then this is your chance to be born again. So it's like the phoenix rising from the ashes. That's you now. So grasp this chance while it's there. Here's your Sunday stars, yesterday's fabulous Sun trine Pluto. If you missed it, then take a look at yesterday's stars, but really it is fabulous. Read all about it in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Sun in Taurus in the fifth, trine Pluto in your sign in the first. It's a transformation of your look, your life, and everything you've ever known. Talk about out with the old and in with the new. This is a time to get rid of anything and anybody who've served a purpose in your life but are no longer relevant. Here's your Monday stars. Jupiter's leap forward now. He's going to direct himself forwards in the sign of Virgo. It's so good for you. Virgo as a sign, as a Capricorn for you, is about opportunity and luck. And Jupiter is the planet of luck and opportunity. So this is about expansion and growth. If ever there was a chance for you to jump ship, to change horses in midstream, to be adventurous, to go on a new expedition and explore the world, it's between now and September. Here's your Tuesday stars, absolutely brilliant. Superlative stars continue and the potential is enormous. Yesterday I spoke about Jupiter moving forward and direct in Virgo, and now he connects with Venus. More love, more opportunity, more good things are your potential now. But because it's all about you doing something for you and realizing your mistakes and errors and now vowing to put things right and do something that you can be proud of, that's the attitude you need to have to get success. Here's your Wednesday stars. With the moon in Cancer, we know it's going to be a day when relationships and partnerships are going to be important. Lovely stuff to the Sun and Mercury in Taurus. That's very loving and very affectionate. It also means that a younger person who may have done wrong in the past, you can now begin to see what went wrong and deal with it. That's a good thing. But the square to Uranus also means take care of somebody in the home who's just a little bit out of control. Here's your Thursday stars. It's a good day now for you to look into all the nooks and crannies of your life. The moon links with a retrograde Mars, so it's a looking back operation. It could be to do with a sexual conquest or relationship, or it could be to do with a joint financial concern. But whatever way you look at it, it's about going back, dealing with a situation you didn't deal with properly before, making amends, then you can move forward. Here's your Friday stars. With Mercury and Pluto so well connected now, and they were in fact, this is a repeat of an aspect that happened not so long back. So that's why it's about looking back. These planets are retrograde after all. So it's something that you decided or psychologically you were hidebound by, so you didn't make the right moves then. So look back over the past few weeks. See what it is that you got wrong and try to put it right.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.